It's Roger and James here from the Disc Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're just going to be talking about what we've been reading comic book wise for a while. We haven't done one of these for a while, kind of on our rotation of things to talk about every now and again. So what have we been reading? So James, going to throw this one over to you. What's been your highlights lately?
I've been reading a lot because I fell behind because of the move, and then I haven't had internet here at the apartment, so I've had nothing to do but read, which has been great. But let's see, I got caught up on Avengers No Surrender, started the new Avengers series, got caught up on all the Star Wars books except for Thrawn, because I read the actual Thrawn book, so I don't see any reason to read the comic. Some stuff over at DC as well. The Infinity Countdown, the first three issues of that. Rogue and Gambit over on the X-Men side, X-Men Red, all sorts of stuff. So it'd probably be easier for me to say the books that I haven't been reading lately. What about you? What have you been reading?
I'll be honest. I've had a little bit, this last month has been a little bit tricky because I started going to the game club on Star Wars night on Wednesday, which is the night normally all the comic books, I would read them. So I lost my night for reading then. But also, because of moving, my normal like Thursday day off, which is like my Saturday afternoon chilling out on the sofa where I usually read a few comic books, I've been moving. I've been doing stuff for moving house and packing and moving stuff into storage. So I've, like, the last few weeks, I've not really, I've probably read two books a week. I really have just slid right off the scale of, like, I finished off the No Surrenders. I kept up with that one. The Avengers every week. I loved that that weekly series.
Right.
I would love the Marvel just to have, like, a weekly series go on where everyone just comes in and out and the story's going on and you can keep up with it. I liked the No Surrender, like the weekly thing of just keep going. I read the main, the Star Wars. I try to keep up with the Star Wars issues because I like the contrast between that and the Marvel. That's kind of becoming a bit of a thing for me of like Star Wars and Marvel together. They're very different then. We've got a different kind of thing going on. And I've been keeping up with the Infinity Prime, which seems to be the big event. And just a few random ones here and there. I did start up the Avengers last night, the first issue of the new one. It was a bit like, no, this isn't what I was expecting. And yeah, so for me at the minute, it's just keeping on top of the main issues. I'm like finished off like the Mighty Four. I think it's at the end of that series now. That's
the end of that series.
I love that. The last sort of, I've been reading that probably the last 6 months or so. The Death of, I thought that was a really good book. I really enjoyed, and I didn't read any of it up to that point. And even though I hadn't seen her in action really properly, I really felt that that was a very good book. And was that when every time that came up of each Wednesday, I was like, yeah, I want to read that one. Which there's a lot of other stuff where I've just, it's, you know, anything that's like issue two or three or five, I just try to jump onto the main ones. As again, there's just so much to read and so little time. So if I can read three or four books a week, I'm quite happy. That's kind of, and also just money, you know, that's still a tenner.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you know,
that's it's an expensive hobby. I think we were talking about the X-Wing miniatures for another one. I was like, that's an expensive hobby. Well, this is one of the expensive hobbies that means I can't get into the X-Wing miniature because I can't afford it. But yeah, Mighty Thor was fantastic. I will point out that it will continue as a new Thor series, but it'll obviously be starring Thor Odinson rather than the Jane Foster Thor. It will be written by the same writer, so there is continuity there. And then the Avengers book, Avengers number one, came out this past week, by the time you guys see it, it'll have been last week. But Avengers number one was written by Jason Aaron, who was the Mighty Thor writer. And let's talk about No Surrender first.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't lead into this, and that's probably the problem. But we'll get to that in a second. Let's talk about No Surrender. That finished, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago now? It was a 16-part weekly series that did actually come out weekly, written by three different writers, Al Ewing, Jim Zub, and Mark Wade, and then a whole variety of artists. I'm not going to bother naming all of them, but there were many of them, and they all did a pretty good job of keeping it consistent.
Yeah, a bit hit and miss here and there. I felt like that last issue of this thing was a bit like this, you know, that feeling of when you watch a movie and there's that scene at the end where like they've had the big fight and they're all just clearing up and they're having a bit of a quip with each other before they. I sort of got to the end of that, the last issue, and was like, nothing happened. Nothing. It just literally was just like, okay, we've got to finish the story, but we finished on such a high of the big fat battle with the end and, you know, the chess piece and beating them all and sending them all off and coming together as the Avengers to defeat the Challenger. It's like that last issue was a bit like, this really did, but it didn't feel like it was needed.
No, it was definitely a coda issue, and it was more of a, well, wait, we still got an issue to go. Let's do something feel good. And it took away any of the consequence, because nobody, and I'll be honest, on the one hand, that does mean like it doesn't feel like there was weight to the story because nothing really came out of it. But on the other hand, it is kind of nice for them to end an event where they didn't just randomly kill off a token character to prove that the event is a serious matter or whatever nonsense. It was, no, it looked like they were going to go that way with Jarvis for a little while, but he's fine. They destroyed the mansion, but that mansion's been destroyed a bajillion times anyway. And they rebuilt the Avengers
Yeah, the only thing
statue.
with that is obviously they killed off Quicksilver,
Yeah, but
and they're at a funeral going, I don't think he's gone. And you turn the page and there's an advert for the next for a special one-off, a special mini series starring Quicksilver being lost, and you go, what? Like, don't do an
I mean,
advert right after the scene where you said, I don't know if he's dead. And then do an advert going, there's a comic book coming, and like, well, that's like not really the best way of storytelling. It's like that's yeah.
so I read the digital version
Yeah.
on Comixology, and they don't have the ads in the Comixology, so I didn't get that experience, which I have to admit is pretty hilarious. I mean, I knew going into this book that there was going to be a Quicksilver miniseries because they had announced that the solicitations are out for it and all that stuff. So it was like, no, Quicksilver's obviously not dead. On the one hand, it is kind of like it does take away that impact of Quicksilver sacrificed himself to track down the little thing that was freezing all the other Avengers and so forth. On the other hand, I'm glad that they're like, oh no, we're not even going to pretend that he's gone. We're here. He is. He's over here. He's off in a different multiverse dimension nonsensical thing. So we did. He's not a big enough character where you can be like, yeah, we're gonna pretend he's dead for 2 years, because I guarantee you people will just forget he exists in 2 years. Not unlike, say, Wolverine, which has the Hunt for Wolverine just beginning a
But
couple weeks ago.
it's
We're not gonna
again,
talk about that one.
yeah, it's just that kind of thing, isn't it? Of just there's so much out every week. There is so many issues. You go on the Comicology and you have a look, and it's like there's so many. There's just and there's what do you buy? What do you pick up? What do you read? If you're already reading something, do you keep going? Do you start something new? And sometimes, and it's like, well, that, and it's again. You know, is the cover appealing? You know, sometimes it's just so many different reasons. And I did like with the Avengers of having all the different characters dropping in, and it felt like something I could just keep going with. And yeah, I think for me personally, I think as a person, you know, it's like, you know, if you buy a couple a week or just keeping up with it, you cannot keep with all of them. You can't do it. It's impossible to do so. So like the Avengers, like that just made a lot more sense to me. I didn't like the fact of it was a bit like we've unfreezed all the real heroes. Now they're going to come and rescue us because we haven't done anything for the last 14 episodes.
Yeah, it was a little bit bloated. And there was a little bit of a Deus Ex Machina kind of thing popping in there in the issue 15. But, overall, it might have been a bit long, but it was weekly, so that didn't factor in too much. I enjoyed No Surrender quite a bit. I thought it was a good, end point to the current version of the Avengers, which brings us to the new version of the Avengers. Avengers number one came out this past week. Jason Aaron and Ed McGuinness, and yeah, No Surrender might as well not have happened at all, because then the very sorry the second scene when you've got Thor and Tony and Cap sitting at a bar talking about like, yeah, we should really reform the Avengers. I'm like, wait, what? The Avengers literally just saved the universe like 2 weeks ago. And it ended on that, like, there's always going to be an Avenger or an Avengers because we won't let the dream die. And like, Oh, well, no one gave the memo to these three guys,
Yeah,
so.
and I'm like at the beginning, I'm like, who are these guys? It's like, we're
Oh,
set in the past with all these. I'm like, hey, what? It's like, and again, I just finished No Surrender. We've just saved the planet. They've all saved, put everyone back to normal. And then suddenly, I'm back in time, thousand, and then, like you say,
a
you got the
million years.
a million years, and then suddenly you're jumping forward to them in the bar. And I'm like, hey, I know it was the point of it being a starting point where you're supposed to just jump in. But it was a little bit like, what? I don't know. I'm hoping it, I mean, they had like, Doctor Strange and Black Panther doing their thing, and Cap. For me, again, it's gonna be. It's I think it's every fortnight. I think it's the Avengers is. I think they said it was every
I
two.
don't, yeah, I don't remember if it's a 2 week or a 4 week, but I suspect at least for the first arc, it's going to be 2 weeks. So
I
yeah,
mean, for
fortnight.
me as a casual person, I will probably carry on this story because I get to see all the characters that I like. I get to keep up with all what's going on, or seeing them all in action, and that's good. For me, it's like if I've got a it's like having the Infinity War movie. That's what you want. That's a comic book. If you weren't reading the Avengers, you want the main. And I think they're doing a good job of going back and just focusing on the core guys. I think that was my problem with No Surrender. It was a little bit too bloated with characters I didn't really care about.
Yeah, that was definitely a problem with No Surrender. There was a huge number of characters, and this kind of pares it down. You've got Cap, Iron Man, Thor. You've got Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Captain Marvel, She-Hulk, and Ghost Rider, the Robbie Reyes version of Ghost Rider, and She-Hulk. Sorry if I forgot to mention her. So yeah, much easier, much more focused. Definitely down with that. And I had no problem with the characters who showed up, Captain Marvel, She-Hulk, Ghost Rider. They haven't had much screen time or page time yet, but that's fine. My issues with this stem entirely from Captain America, Iron Man, and Thor just sitting around a table pretending No Surrender never happened, and instead complaining about their own continuity nonsense, which is like,
Oh, I mean, I read Captain America 700. I
yes.
didn't have a clue. Well, I got to the end of the book and went, I don't know what I read. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
It was all over the place. Time's jumping around. It's like, oh, this is why I don't like. That's what annoys me when they get a little bit too time jumpy and parallel jumping and parallel. Because it's like, okay, Captain America 700, this is a good point to maybe jump in and. It wasn't. It was awful. It
No.
was like, it didn't make any sense at all. And as again, as a. The point of these big numbers usually is to get me. That's what I'm the target audience at that point, is they're after somebody new to jump in. Not necessarily a new person to comic books, but a new jumping on point. And that wasn't it.
No, and I will point out Captain America 700 was the final issue of an ongoing storyline that had been at least 6 or 7 issues in progress. So yeah, it was not in any way, shape, or form a jumping on point. And yeah, and it's not even referenced in Avengers number one. As far as Avengers is concerned, the last thing that Cap did was try to take over the world with the whole Hydra nonsense. And this brings me to, I think, my biggest continuity problem with Avengers number one. They're very clearly trying to set this up as something that movie audience can come in. The Avengers have been disbanded. No, they haven't. But in the movie universe, they had been disbanded, prior to Infinity War. So they're kind of building it like, oh yeah, this is the book that you give to the movie fan, because it kind of, sort of, if you squint at it, looks like the Avengers movie. But then you've also got to deal with the fact that Cap was a Hydra agent, and Iron Man's been dead for a year, and Thor wasn't even Thor, and still isn't Thor. I mean, he doesn't have Mjolnir. He has a fake hammer that looks kind of like it, but he doesn't have that anymore. Jane Foster has been Thor for the past like 4 years. It's like, okay, which direction are you going to go with this? Are you going to do a movie version, or are you going to do comic version? You can't really do both. They're way too different at this
But
point.
then that was the same thing with that No Surrender event, where you saw Lady Four flying around doing a thing, and like going, and I'm like, I just saw her die. I'm like,
Yeah.
it does feel like they've got they're all sending off in different directions, and that the what's the word? The synergy is a little bit out of whack at the moment, and maybe rebooting everything is. the trouble is they'll just wander off in their own direction again.
They'll do it again.
Yeah.
I mean, DC did a very good job with the Rebirth launch, but they're already back up to their old tricks, just like they were in the New 52 launch back in 2011. It did not take long before they were doing the same old things that got them into trouble in the first place, and I absolutely guarantee that if Marvel did a full reboot like Rebirth or New 52, they would do it as well.
Yeah.
They would be back to their old tricks within a year.
The only side effect is that if you read Star Wars comic books, that's so locked into what's happened and what hasn't happened, it doesn't give them any flex. So that goes too much the other way, where sometimes you're reading Star Wars ones, and it's like, this isn't going to go anywhere. But
yeah,
that's hope for everything. So we'll have to know what you guys are reading this at the moment. Let us know in the comments below, or get in touch with us on social media. You can follow us over there as well to keep up with the latest from thiskingdom.com. Like, follow, subscribe on whichever platform you're watching and listening. James, where can they find you?
Find me heroiclegacy.com, and I do have a written review of Avengers number 1 up there right now. So if you guys want to read more about it, check it out.
And that's on my to-do list to do as well. On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.